Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Melachot Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, continuing with our investigation of the prohibition of Chimutz Mincha. V'hasha Nafka LeMikol HaMincha, now that we have learned that the prohibition applies to all Menachot from Kol HaMincha, Shetakrivu LaShem Lamali, what do I need that for? My Lechotana, Shetakrivu. Rabot minchat nesachim l'chimutz. The verb Yossi Aglili. So Yossi Aglili, in this version, says that Asher Takriv was there to expand it not only to menachot that come independently, but also those that come with korbanot. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabot lechem apanim l'chimutz, to extend it to lechem apanim. What's the reason? Minchat nesachim me perotem. After all, minchat nesachim is simply oil and flour. That's me perot, which means it's not machamitz. Me perot and machmitzin. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiva's claim. Amar Esh Lakish, Omer HaYerbi Yossi Aglili. He explains Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position. Menchat Nesachim Megabla B'mayim Ukshirat. That you could use water to knead it. Therefore, it could become chametz. Therefore, we need the prohibition. Now, the problem is, Lechem HaPanim Midat Yaveshi. We know that the Lechem HaPanim is measured out in the dry measure for the Isaron. We know Rabbi Kiva's position that Moshe was never anointed the dry measures, which means anything put in there is not Kodesh yet. It's only Kodesh when it's baked, and which means making it Chametz should not be a problem. So Shalach Ravim Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. So here's the answer. Kach Yatzah Shal Mishnah. Really, the Braita should be read as follows. Ve'epuch. Read it as follows with the positions inverted. Or reversed. Asher takrivu mulabot lechem apanim lechimus Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's lechem apanim that are extended here. Mekiva omer l'arbot minchat nesachim lechimutz. Okay. Ve'az Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh. Rabbi Yochanan here is being consistent in his reversal of the positions. Ta'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, v'achad mitamidir Rabbi Shmuel amru davar echad. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and one of Rabbi Shmuel's students agreed on something. Umanu. Rabbi Yoshia, which student of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Yoshia, what did they say? Tetanya, v'mishachem, v'ikadesh otam, Moshe anointed and sanctified the kelim of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yoshia omer, midat halach nimshach, mifrim ben bachutz, that the liquid measures were anointed, whether inside the azar or outside, midat yavesh, mishachu mifrim ben mishachu bachutz. Midat yavesh were only anointed inside. Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yoshia's colleague, Omer midat halach nimshachu b'mifrim ve'ein nimshachu b'chutz. The liquid measures were anointed inside and not outside. Midat yavesh lo nimshachu kol ikar, but the dry measures were never anointed, exactly like Rabbi Kiva's position. So we see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yoshia said the same thing, and we see that Rabbi Yoshia's position is, so when Rabbi Yochanan claims that Rabbi Yossi Aglili held that the dry measures were not anointed, that is the same position that he claims here. Teidalacha asher ein mekadshot, and he proves, Rabbi Shia says that midot yavesh were sanctified, and that is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position, which is why Rabbi Yossi Aglili says lechem apanim could be subject to the issue of chimutz. And now Rabbi Yonatan proves his point that they were not anointed. Shmekadshot tichtiv, the mitzvah to bring the shtei alechem. Hey, matai hen lashem. When are they considered lashem? In order to be kurim lashem, lachar shenofu, only after they're baked, which means they're not sanctified until they're put in the oven, which means being put in the dry measures does not sanctify them. Now, the ma'ikami palgi. What's the essential machloket between Rabbi Yishir and Rabbi Yonatan? Be otam. When it says v'mshachem v'kadesh otam. What's the otam? Shia Savar Otam Mute Midat Yavesh Machutz, to say that he anointed them inside is to exclude Midat Yavesh that was not anointed inside. Rabbi Yonatan Savar Midat Yavesh Cholhu. The dry measures were mundane. They were chol. Mute. I don't need to exclude them by Otam and saying they had to be inside. Kitstarech Kralim Ute Midat Lachim Machutz. It's there to exclude the liquid measures, which are Kodesh, that they were not done outside but rather inside. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan's observation, which is that that one of Rabbi Yishmael's students, Tahani Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili agreed on something, He could have said the opposite. Rabbi Kiva, v'chami tamid Rabbi Shmuel, amru devar achad, umanu Rabbi Yonatan. As I pointed out, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonatan seem to be on the same page about not having sanctified the dry measures. The answer is, mishum de lo shavu, b'midat lach lahadadi, because they're not exactly on the same page. Rabbi Yonatan says that the liquid measures were sanctified only inside. Rabbi Kiva says they were sanctified inside and outside, and doesn't read otam that way at all. Okay, Amar Rav Papa Labaye, v'ha'ika pisa. But wait a second, when you make the lechem apanim, you also put it in on a bisa, which is a sort of a kli, which is a kli lach, which is you would use to knead it and to roll it out. So Amar Lein Gon Shalash, I'll go make a tavla. So maybe it's talking about a case where the guy kneaded it and laid it out on a leather piece and not on a bisa, and therefore it never was kadosh. The entire point underlying this is, if the flour brought from the lechem apanim is not sanctified until the end of the process, which is baking, then there's no point at which you could say there's an iser chimutz. But here he's raising the point, or Papa's raising the point to Abaye, that when you need it on a kli, which is kodesh, because it's a liquid measure. So his answer was, yeah, it could be that you anointed, kneaded it on a leather piece, which is not kodesh. So Yachad Kamar Rabbi Yonatan to Lachasher and Mekadeshet, Rabbi Yonatan's proof to Rabbi Yeshia, which is you see it's not kodesh because of the lechem apanim. Why didn't Rabbi Yoshia turn around and say, yeah, that's talking about a case where the guy measured it in a dry measure that was not kodesh, but still the standard dry measures were kodesh? The answer is, the Torah never said you have to make this bisa to knead the dough. So if he uses this leather thing, who cares? The Torah never directed it one way or the other. They just typically would use the bisa. Ela Isaron, when the Torah said, Kevad Rachmana Avid Isaron Mikhailba, the Torah said, make an Isaron and use it to measure. Shavik Isaron a Kodesh Mikhail Isaron Chol. Why would he ignore the one that's Kodesh and use the one that's Chol if not for the fact that there is none that is Kodesh, which is exactly Rabbi Yonatan's point? Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Minayin Lamale, Mi Besar Chatan, Mi Besar Hashem, Mi Besar Kochim Kochim, Kochim Kalim. All these things that are supposed to be eaten. Mi Motar Ha'om, Motar Shtei Alechem, what's left over of these Menachot. How do I know that putting any of the things that are supposed to be eaten, either by the Kohanim or by the Bailim, that are put on, to put on the Mizbeach, that there is a lotase against doing that? Tamil Omar, you cannot take any leavening or any honey and burn from it on the fire. What does that mean? The drasha is, anything that has a representative, as it were, something that goes on the fire, is under the rubric of, under the ban of Baal Taktir, of not burning it. Meaning anything that has a representative goes on the fire, the rest must be eaten and not burned. Wait a second. Neither one of them have any piece of their dough that goes up on the fire. We know that they don't. So what that bright is referring to is the actual body of the mincha, of the Shtei Alechem, and Lechem Panim has no representative that goes on the fire. But the Lechem Panim, of course, famously has the Bazichei Levona, and the Shtei Alechem has the blood of the Kvasim that go up. And that covers it as far as the Isur of Baal Taktiru. Itmar Malemi Kolam Bagabe Akevesh, what if you take any of these things, Basar Kochei Kodshim, etc., and you put it up on the ramp? Did you violate the Isur? Rabbi Yochanan Mar Chayav, Rabbi Elazar Mar Patur. There we go. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Chayav, why the Tanya Ham Mizbeach? How do I know to extend it to the kevesh? Talmud Lomar, you can't bring them up to hamizbeach, and lo ya'alu means going up at all. It's the kevesh. Which means that the soru dvash, they can be offered up. Where you can not bring them up to the even to the kevesh. Almidi achrini lo. It's only in the case of the soru dvash where the Torah went out of its way to extend the definition of the mizbeach to the kevesh, but not elsewhere. For Rabbi Yochanan, hayotai mai avidle. What does he do with otam? It's a very interesting piece. Mbaile that Rabbi Elazar used to exempt. Mbaile lechanatanya chol yehi yachim demveki yotze bamendava. I might think that an individual could bring a shtei halachim on his own as a voluntary gift. And you'd be bound by that obligation. You bring them, I think back, not the shtei lechem, but the, yeah, shtei lechem, or dvash. The Torah says, korban reshit takrivu, meaning you all, in the plural, bring a korban reshit from these things, from sor and dvash. What's that? The sor is the shtei lechem, the dvash is the bikurim. Maybe a yachid can't volunteer it. It's just like we had a little while ago with the ktoret, because the yachid never has a sor that he brings. But maybe the tzibur could do it. Therefore, you can only bring these. So what are you allowed to bring? In other words, what's the sor that you could bring? You bring shtei alechem. What's the dvash that you bring? Bikurim, you bring dates. Ushtei alechem loikuvu nedava. Wait a second. Can't you bring shtei alechem as in a dava? It's kind of a strange question, because we would never think that you could. But watch this piece. Vatanya imnemar kol saor lamanamar kol dvash, vimnemar kol dvash lamanamar kol saor. Why does the Torah have to tell me any dvash and any saor? They're really picking on the word kol here. Why does it have to say both of them? There's a component, an aspect of each one that doesn't exist for the other, that would have led me to think that the prohibition of one does not then affect the other, or apply to the other. There is a place where the Torah permits leavening in the Mikdash. Dvash lo utar michalo b'mikdash, not the dvash. Dvash utar b'sharim nachot, but dvash you're allowed to put into sharim nachot, meaning once the Kohen has the rest of the mincha to eat, he can put dvash in there. Soor lo tarbishtar aminachot, but he cannot put chametz in there, as we've already seen. And since they have different aspects, hutzrach lamar kol soor, hutzrach lamar kol dvash. That's what justifies it. That's the brayta. Now, the question is, soor duhutar mechlom mikdash mainiyu. What is the soor that's permitted in the mikdash? Lav shtei alechem lekarben adava. Isn't it that you could bring shtei alechem as in a dava? Ravamim lo, likarevi mahem. What it means is that along with the kivsei atzeret, you bring the shtei alechem, meaning it comes as an accompaniment to something else, which is the kivsei atzeret. All right, and that's what the hutar mikdash is. Yachid bikurim nami. No, it goes lochik over asalim hayu olot. Vasalim should be adamim tanim lakohanim. Bikurim also, you have birds that are brought, and the bikurim, which might include tamarim with their dvash, come along with them. So dvash is no different than seor. The answer is hanu la'ater bikurim huda atu. Remember, the kivsei atzeret are perhaps the main korban, the machloket, we keep them bananas, and the shtei alechem, maybe it's adjunct, but certainly in the case of bikurim, the bikurim are the driving force, and the birds are just there to decorate the basket. Okay. So he asked his father-in-law the following question. What happens if you take chatata of? Remember, chatata of has no parts that go on the mizbeach. It's all eaten by the kohanim. What if you put it all up on the Mizbeach? Mahu? Kol shmen aliyishim rachmana v'hai inmen aliyishim. Do we take the drasha? And kol shmen aliyishim hara'u val taktiru. Which means as long as it has a part of it that goes on the fire. The rest may not be burned. And this one has no part that goes on the fire. Therefore, there's no iser. Odilma kol shmo korban. Maybe it's anything that's called a korban. You're not allowed to burn the edible part on the Mizbeach. V'hainami shmo korban. The Benof is called a korban. Amarle kol shmo korban. Rav Chista took the position, unlike our earlier sugya, anything called a korban, if it's an edible piece, can't go on the Mizbeach. V'hainami shmo korban. Ketanoi. The answer is the machlok ketanaim. Rabbi Eliezer omer kol shmen aleishim. Rabbi Kim omer kol shmo korban. My benayu. Where's the difference? Rav Chista. Basar chatata ofikurai. Rav Chista just said that. And he's taking the position of Rabbi Akiva. As long as it's called a korban, therefore chatata of is prohibited. Rav Amar, he says, there's another difference between them. Log shemen shel metzora ikabinayu. Because log shemen shel metzora, that the whole log of oil that the metzora brings, that the kohanim get to keep, none of it goes on the mizbeach. It gets spritzed on the parochet, and then towards the parochet, and then it gets put on the ear and the thumb and the toe, but it's not burned on the mizbeach. But it is called a korban. Tani Levi. Kol korbanam in the parsha of the Matnot Kuhn at the end of Parshat Korach. It says kol korbanam the rabot log shemen shematzora, so it's called the korban. Okay, very good. Tanu rabbanan sor bal taktiru ainli ela kulo. All I know is that you're not allowed to burn the whole thing. Miktsatominayin. How do I know I can't even burn a little bit of sor, meaning put it on the fire? Tamalomar kol. Eruvominayin, what if it's a mixture of that and something else? Tamalo markicho. Now, my kamar, what's this bright to saying? So I have two opinions, Abai and Rava. Rabbi Hachi kamar, so'or bal taktiru, ain li ala kazayit. What it means is, I only know that I violated if I burn a kazayit. Chatzizayit minayin, what if it's less than a kazayit? Tamalo markol. Eruvominayin, tamalo markicho. Rava amar, no hachi kamar, it's not like that. So'or bal taktiru means ain li ala komets. All I know is that if I burn a full komets like that. Chatzi komets minayin, what about part of a komets? Tamalo markol. Eruvominayin, tamalo markicho. I might can be palgi, so what's the machlok between Abai and Rava? Says you could have a kometz that's less than two zetim, and therefore the zayit is the essential shear. And you could burn something less than a kazayit, that's called haktara. And therefore the Torah is going to, out of its way, to prohibit haktarat seor, even less than a kazayit. Rav amar ain kometz pachot mishnei zetim. A kometz is always at least two zetim. Ve'en haktara pachuta mikazayit. And therefore, the essential place the Torah starts with is the Shir Kometz. And then the Kichol extends it to even less than that. Okay, last piece. Idmar Amalem, Yisor, Mdvash, Agamem, Mizbeach, Rav, Alo, Kemishum, Soor, Velo, Kemishum, Dvash, Kemishum, Eruvei, Soor, Mishum, Eruvei, Dvash. Rav says you get four makot if you put Soor and Dvash together on the Mizbeach. Because it's Soor, it's Dvash, it's a mixture of Soor with Dvash, and a mixture of Dvash with Soor. Right, because we just said Eruvo also. Abayamar ain lo kin alav shebichlalut. He said this is a lav shebichlalut when the Torah gave one prohibition that has several pieces to it, like lo tuchlu al adam. Now, ikadami chadami alaki. Some people think that Abaye said you do get one set of makot for the whole thing, but you don't get a distributed makot. Ikadami chadami lo alaki. Some people say you don't get any makot. Talom miyached lave di kul lave kelav dechasima. Because the lavim here are not unique like the model lav in the Torah, which is the lav of lo tachsom shor b'disho. And therefore, in this case, you wouldn't get any makot, because the Torah prohibited several things in one prohibition. Okay, we dealt with the issue of lav shebichlalut earlier in Masachat Sanhedrin in detail, and this is only a brief mention. We'll leave it at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah, Daf Nun Chet Amud Aleph, Nun Tet Amud Aleph, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.